Welcome to Leadership Agenda with Pastor Emmanuel Bradley. Leadership Agenda is designed to inspire and equip you with the tools to grow fast as a leader and empower you to grow and go further in every area of your life. Pastor Emmanuel Bradley, an entrepreneur, leadership coach, and the head pastor of Gift of Hope Christian Center at Kumasi City Mall, the founder and leader of Leadership Agenda. In this exciting series, Pastor Emmanuel Agbaji draws the life-changing principles from the example of our Lord Jesus Christ. These are principles that are foundational for your personal success and development. So, stay tuned as Pastor Emmanuel Agbaji takes us on a journey of discovery and transformation. Let's dive into today's message.
Welcome to Leadership Insight. My name is Pastor Emmanuel Agbaji. I'm so excited that we are coming to you again today. It's been exciting so far. We've done a lot of series. We've done the episodes that are helping people. We've done service. We've done sacrifice. I was talking about the 8 things that can help you navigate through life. I mean, if I mentioned that there are things that are easily duplicatable, if you have an idea, it can be easily duplicated. If you build a car, if you build a food, people can do reverse engineering, dismantle everything, look at how you did it, and they can duplicate it easily. But there are things that cannot easily be duplicated. And those are the things that we were looking at. Research have shown that McKinsey did a research. They said in 2045, these are the things that are going to be relevant in the job market. If you're an entrepreneur, some of the things we are discussing are those things that are going to be very relevant. It's going to let you survive. And I mentioned that I picked that from the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, from Philippians 2, that said that let this man be in you as it was in Christ Jesus. Though he was God, he didn't consider equality to be God, you know, to be with God. And I mean, that is the right way to say it. He didn't consider it equality. So to say that he's God, if he had said he's God, there's nothing wrong with it because he is God, but he didn't grasp it. But he humbled himself even to death on the cross. And you see, because of that, name was given to him above all other names. At the mention of those names, at the mention of that name, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that he is Lord. So from that scripture, I came out with 8 things that would help you navigate through life. I mentioned service as a position yourself to satisfy any sacrifice, which is a bedrock. Nobody has become successful without not going extra mile. I spoke about obedience. The Bible said, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the fruit of the land. And then we spoke about humility. And then we spoke about putting others above you. We spoke about meekness, great power and a great control. And then we have done faithfulness. And today I have a very wonderful gentleman with me here. One of our pastors at a Gift of Hope Christian Center. He's an amazing gentleman. He's a business person. He's an entrepreneur. He runs his own stuff. He does a lot. Very enthusiastic and optimistic guy in all respects. And so I'm going to do a lot of discussions with him today. Today the ball is going to be in his court. He's going to do a lot of the questions. It's going to be a conversation. We are going to interrogate the things that I've been discussing at church and other places on radio and other platforms, and we are going to do a very good conversation. Victor, you are welcome.
Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much. In fact, I've listened to your preaching, and they are more inspiring. And you see, it's good when you sit under a good ministration. It inspires you to see other things. It opens your mind. And the series we've been touching about has been a change. I've been a life changing story for me personally, because I now act differently, see things differently. So I think this is a good interaction for we to have today. But I'm going to ask. There are a lot of questions I heard people talking about, and you spoke about your series. You spoke about the 8 things to navigate through life, irrespective of who you are, where you've been, and you mentioned about faithfulness, which is number one characteristic to establish you and make you safe. if you are faithful. So I want you to touch more on that, and so that people can understand, our listeners can understand and ask questions, because it's a very important topic, faithfulness. You will always be found at the place of opportunities. So I would love you to dive deep into it.
Yeah, so without faithfulness, I mean, it's a value that all of us have to uphold. Faithfulness means that being consistent, being reliable, and being honest. Bible said many people profess their love, but a faithful man who can find. I've met a lot of people who said they have an idea. You know, if you have an idea, about 10 people, they have similar ideas. But the one who survives is the faithful person. Bible said that imitate those who through faith and patience, endurance, have obtained the precious promises. If you don't have the stamina to always be there, to always be there, you won't be able to become successful. You know? So I've seen people with ideas, they say, oh, I want to start, I have this business idea. Having the idea is the least of the concern of the devil, whoever, your competitors.
Exactly.
What people are afraid of, it's your consistency. Your consistency. Even if you, the way you can continuously be there is what people are afraid of. I listened to an interview of a man, a CEO of a company that has been there for 625 years.
Oh.
They've survived for 625 years.
Wow.
They've been through flu in 1918. They've been through it. They've been through World War One. They've been through World War Two.
They're still there.
They are still there.
Wow.
And that defines their success, because this heritage brand, they have been able to survive. And so that is very important. That's why Bible said that to our faith, let add virtue to virtue, knowledge, perseverance, brotherly kindness. He made mention of all those things. That's why one of the fruit of the Spirit is endurance. You should be able to survive. You see, when you start selling watches today, and a customer comes and sees that you are there on Monday, Tuesday you are not there, Wednesday you are there, then he will see you again next Monday. When the customer wants to buy watch, he's not going to think about you, because you are not consistent.
Yes, very true.
And so
very true.
You not being consistent will make you lose a lot of job. And as a matter of fact, if somebody wants to give you something, the moment you are consistent, you are faithful, you are investable. Because the investors know that you are going to be there. And there was a story that a CEO in a business, and then out of his decision, the company lost about $2 billion. Huge sums of money. Then he wrote his resignation letter to the owner of the business and said that I'm resigning from the business. The owner said that, you think that I'm a fool. Now that you have obtained experience of 2 years, what do you mean? Because what the owner wants is that he has to be there. You see, so that the experience he's had, he has gotten now, will be relevant to them. They can be able to use it.
All right. I want to ask, so how do you explain, how do you also pitch in the same experience with those who started a business for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, they're not getting anything forthcoming. They've tried all for years and they are still in just one spot. Don't you think it's time for them to, you know, look at other options, but remaining stuck in a place and having the right sense of faithfulness to one thing? You know, this thing is not going to yield profit, and you should know when to leave at the right time.
So faithfulness is a pillar, like I said, is one of the, it's a foremost character. I mean, it's something that is relevant, but there are other pillars, there are other things. That's what the Bible said, to your faith add virtue, to virtue knowledge. There are things that you need to add. And so if you have an idea, you're an entrepreneur, you're working on an idea, it might not be, the problem might not be the idea, it might be maybe other knowledge you don't know. Because if you lose one arm of knowledge, it can collapse your business. Maybe some people might be an issue of how they should keep their finance properly. And so you have to diagnose the thing.
Very true.
Now, but you have to, you see, you can change always your tactics, the way you do things, but by still maintain your strategy. You see, when we say strategy, it's your direction, where you are going, what makes you different. You see, so once those things, you have to be faithful to the purpose. If God has called you as a pastor, throughout the changing scenes of life, you have to be faithful.
Exactly.
Yes. But being creative, being doing other things that will let the thing prosper and all that is also another conversation altogether.
In your teaching, I also listened to, you said faithfulness, there's reward to faithfulness, being faithful for a longer time. How long does one need to wait before you get to be faithful? How long do they have to wait?
Oh, it varies. So that is why if you're a Christian, the Bible says that the judge shall live by faith. If you are convinced that what you are saying is going to work, you know it. And so you have to be faithful to it. And the Bible gave three groups of people, three reasons why things won't work. Gave three reasons.
Three reasons.
The parable of the sower. He said that the farmer went to sow a seed. He threw the seed abroad. Some fell along the way. The one that fell along the way, he said the birds came for it. And he said, those are the seed represent the word of God. An idea that you have obtained. A vision that you have. And he said that they were so excited. Haven't you seen somebody who has gotten an idea? So the idea stage is so exciting. People get ideas. They are so excited about it. But the idea will be tested through fire and all that. The Bible says whatever it is, it will be tested to go through the fire. With, test you. And the Bible says, Jesus said that the one that fell on the way and those that God are so excited, but they didn't understand what they had. The devil came to take it out of their heart. And so he's excited about it. Somebody said something small. Hey, Ghana here, you succeed. No, you forgot about the idea. He said, ah, let me forget about the idea. Little criticism, he forgot about the idea. Something small, because he did not really understand. Maybe he saw people selling Sobolo. He also wanted to go to Sobolo. But people who have found purpose, Alibaba, Jack Ma did Alibaba for 10 years before he sold $1. Amazon, Jeff Bezos, his shareholders waited for 20 years. Panasonic, he sold everything. He sold everything he had. You know, he sold everything. That's why Jesus said that unless the seed falls to the ground, it abides alone. It falls, it gets rotten before it can bear fruit. So life is not easy. Life is not straightforward. That's what the Bible says. He who is hasty to be rich has an evil eye. Let a person know that poverty is at his door. So you have to make your mind that this thing I'm going to work on. It is in life. What has made people successful? It's not many things. One idea that somebody has worked on over and over for many years had made them successful. Amazon went to tell the parents, Jeff Bezos went to tell the parents that, look, I want to do this computer thing. Then, in those days, a lot of people were not using, were not getting access to internet. And the parents asked him, we are going to give you our retirement money. What are the chances that it will succeed? And he said, 50-50. He said, we're going to give you all our money. He said, 50-50. And they said to him that if it succeeds, fine. If it doesn't succeed, we are all back. We are all poor. The guy worked on the thing for years. Because he believed in the vision. And so I was listening to a man said Gordon, one of the he propounded the permission marketing. When you go on YouTube, you see subscribe, unsubscribe, and all those kind of things. People used to bring in things, bring things to you you've not asked. So permission marketing made people aware. And the man was saying that he had done some few things in his life. He has worked on few ideas that has made him very successful.
Thank you for staying with us on the Leadership Agenda broadcast. If you are in Kumasi, we warmly invite you to join us this Sunday at 8 a.m. at the Live Event Center, Kumasi City Mall. Don't forget to connect with us on all social media platforms. Follow Gift of Hope Christian Center and Emmanuel Obuaje for more inspiring content and updates on all our upcoming conferences and programs. For more information, feel free to call us at 0203-100-600. 0203-100-600. Thank you for tuning in. God richly bless you, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.